Hello, Leo. April here from Real Talk Tarot, and we are fireside tonight with a little channeled message from this full moon in Capricorn. We are going to ask the moon what it is that you need to come to terms with and release, Leo. Now, before I had just gotten settled down and my cat decided to jump on the table, spin out, and just, you know, try to destroy the whole thing. So I planted him rather firmly on the ground. I think he got the message. He went and lied down for a minute. And then a couple of minutes later, he came back up to me, acting like he wanted to be nice and make up, and he bit me. So, Leo, already I'm feeling passive-aggressive energy for your reading, all right? So what I'm going to do while I'm talking to you about this Capricorn moon is I'm going to randomly allow spirit to come through on your picture here. Now, Leo, Capricorn energy is a taskmaster, okay? So, you know, that energy is on point, it's on task, it's focused, and even methodical, all right? And that can be helpful, and sometimes it can feel restrictive, all right? Now, we are still in Cancer season, so this is a watery, emotional season. So I think all the signs are going to be feeling a certain push and pull, like a tug-of-war type of energy, okay? Again, for you, it could be passive-aggressive. We're going to find out here in a minute. All right, so Leo, let's take a look at what you have here on the page. And that is what we have. Take a look at it and see what images appear to you. That will be whatever resonates with you is a message for you. It won't resonate with everyone, okay? It could just look like a big blob to you. All right, but I'm going to take a look at it and see if I see anything. The first thing that stands out to me is there's an eye right here. I don't know. Maybe I can get a little closer to the camera. Right in here, there appears to be an eye. There's a pupil, and then, you know, there's like lines going out. So this could be, you know, this could be about a vision. This could be about the third eye. Again, take it as it resonates. Let's see if we can turn this, and if we get any different. There does seem to be like a diamond shape here in the middle. Again, I'm getting something to do with the eyes, and it could have to do with shade. These look like sunglasses right here. This looks like a little shanty of some kind. I see a wolf's or dog's head right here. Okay, so there's like a potential fence right here. So any of those keywords and anything that you see in there is meant for you, Leo. Okay, so let's carry on here. Now we're going to ask Spirit where you are right now, Leo, in this situation. What's challenging you? What's creating obstacles? What could assist you? And perhaps some action that you need to take regarding this energy that's needs to be released, okay? Now, Leo, we're not looking into other people's energy. This is all about you. We're going to be looking at ourselves. These messages are meant to maybe give you a different perspective, or at the very least, make you think, make you go, All right. So, Spirit, for Leo, where is Leo standing in this full moon in Capricorn? You have the Ten of Wands reversed and the Five of Wands reversed. Okay. Leo, you may be struggling with this within yourself, this passive-aggressive approach. There may be a need to figure out a balance. There could be an imbalance here, you know, like a chemical imbalance, a mental imbalance. But something is and this might not even be a permanent condition. This could just be an environmental, you know, situational. All right. But I think Spirit wants you to lay down this burden of too many extremes, you know, that's exhausting. It's wearing you out mentally. All right, so what's the challenge, Spirit, for Leo? The challenge is reunion or celebration of coming together. Okay, so again, the challenge could be within you is reconciling these polar opposites. There could be an outside influence, maybe influencing your behavior. Let's see what we have. Yeah, the Emperor reversed. Yeah. The this is kind of a, you know, this would definitely be leaning more toward the aggressive aspect. All right. There might be a need for you to look at the ways that you're willing to use aggressive tactics to get what you want. Or that perhaps, you know, you act out aggressively when you don't get what you want. Okay? But I feel like you might be getting some insight here on that with this eye here. Now, if you're a Leo who's had a pattern of dealing with people like this, then there could be a need to examine that, why you gravitate toward that kind of energy. You know, maybe you feel like you're there to straighten things out and tune people up. But, you know, as you know, that can be and that is your challenge, okay? So, I think, what is coming to help Leo? Love. Okay, so it might be now a time to choose love over aggression to get the outcome that you desire. Okay. What are some actions for Leo? You have the moon, and you have the Ace of Swords reversed. Keep it to yourself. That this is an insight that you might have gotten about yourself. You don't have to share that. All right, just start living it. Just start, you know, being the example. The best leaders, you know, they don't demand respect. They command it. All right, so there's a big difference. So there might be a need, again, to change up your approach, Leo. All right, now let's go to the Prism Oracle. We're gonna talk about some emotions here for Leo. What's going on for Leo? Well, regarding this full moon release. There's a need for consistency. That again would be a Capricorn energy. and balance, you know, kind of using a more analytic approach versus an emotional cleanse, okay? So, there may be, you know, a need to cleanse energy, people, situations. Capricorn does represent the, I don't want to make this sound like Capricorns are bad, but it's the devil energy, okay? So it can be toxic, it can be addictions, that type of thing as well. That could be an issue. Creating this polar opposites. Right? What other messages do you have for Leo, please, Spirit? What other messages do you have emotionally for Leo? Balance. Okay, again, that's what I said. There needed to be some middle ground needs to be found where, you know, a compromise is willing to be made, but not so much a sacrifice, okay? That creates that, you know, that negative buildup of energy. Which, you know, that's what I was feeling with my cats. Then they started attacking each other, you know, they get, I don't know. But, they've been fussing at each other for a while here. So it's like a buildup of energy and then just sudden outbursts. You have rejection reversed and intuition reversed, okay? So, again, with your approach, there could have been, you know, you never really examined your approach. It was just my way or the highway. My way's right. It's the only way. Whatever. That kind of mentality. Alright? You might not have been willing to acknowledge your intuition was telling you something else. So, Leo, I really think you're going to approach this now with love rather than might or force or I don't know, threats, intimidation, whatever, you know, mindset you are in. Let's get one more for Leo. I'm going to wrap this reading up here. One more for Leo, please. Okay, two more. Thank you, Spirit. We have growth reversed and isolation reversed. Okay, so, yeah, there's growth possible. And this reuniting. Or celebration here with this Three Cups, right? But we need to achieve this balance first, okay, Leo? The root of the problem of this aggression, this passive aggression, could be due to, again, you know, something that requires treatment, or, you know, but it could also just be removing yourself from a situation that is nothing but triggers, okay? So that's what I have for you, Leo. I hope you enjoyed it. I invite you back again, and as always, stay blessed, and stay tuned.